It's On Second Thought. I'm Tony Harrison for Celeste Headlee. Failure is a fact of life. We all know it, and we've all been there, whether it's as simple as tripping over your own feet or as serious as dealing with a divorce. Atlanta author Amy Lyle wants to share so people can laugh at and then learn from her own failings in life. GPB intern Zoe Wangstrom sat down with Amy last week to discuss the bright side of screwing up.
Hello, I am Amy Lyle. I am a comedian, author, and recently released a book called The Amy Vinegar Chemist Lyle Book of Failures. The theme of the book is everybody has it. Don't hide it. Talk about it. Use it. Laugh about it. Lean on your friends and move forward from it. Top five failures would be being fired, divorced, falling down in public a lot, no sense of driving directions, probably trying to press upon my sense of humor on people that cannot be impressed upon, for example, my husband's clients that are physicians. I grew up in a very, very poor Appalachia, southern Ohio area, and it's just you don't look at things the same way maybe other people look at. That was the first person in my family to go to college, surrounded by very, very hard workers. But it does change you. It does make you appreciate things. I think that always stays with you, of the value of a dollar and working hard. I worked at Burger King as a teenager, and I was the drive-thru girl, and I love being the drive-thru girl. I love wearing the headphones, and I love the microphone, and I was, you know, I don't know why. It was very exciting to me to be in charge of the drive-thru. And then they said, can you please take the spatula and take off all the bubble gum of the bottom of the tables? And I said, no, I'm the drive-thru girl. And so that was my last day at Burger King. This boy in college that I was totally in love with, and he was in love with somebody else. And I kind of knew that because our first date, he actually told me that, you know, he loves the look of brown hair and blue eyes. And before I could say thank you, he actually whipped out the picture of his ex-girlfriend and said, my ex-girlfriend has brown hair and blue eyes too. That probably should have been a red flag. But, you know, I was determined to make him love me. And this all came together when I was at his house late, and I went in the kitchen to get ice cream, and she was crawling through the doggy door. The ex-girlfriend, and she was kind of half in, half out, and I was like, oh my gosh, and he drops to the floor and is very concerned about her, not about me, and so then she's kind of stuck in the doggy door, so there's kind of like a jostling of me trying to make a point, like dramatically grab my car keys, like I'm out of here, but I can't get out because she's stuck in the door. So that's just an example of a relationship that went on for a year that should have never, the first date, the first 5 minutes, I should have known this is not the right person for me.
That's Atlanta area author Amy Lyle, author of her newly self-published memoir, The Amy Vinegar Chemist Lyle Book of Failures. That piece was produced by GPB intern Zoe Wangstrom.